Hey, podcast listeners, just a few disclaimers before this week's episode starts. First, as you can probably hear my voice. I don't know what's going on. Maybe it's bronchitis. Maybe it's pneumonia. Probably not. I feel like there's some joke to be made that pneumonia is the pterodactyl of diseases, but it's not really that funny. And I don't know if it's technically a disease. They just both have a silent P up front. So I'm still workshopping that joke. But yeah, so because of that, I don't know how much of my voice you'll actually hear in this episode because it sounds all gravelly and weird, but that's life. Second, this episode was recorded at Esther's Follies in Austin, Texas during South by Southwest, and at points during the conversation, there's some weird noises in the background. We were in a little office, and it wasn't a studio or recording space, so there's background noises. I don't think it's that distracting, but in case you were wondering, or if you're like listening with headphones on and thought something weird was going on around you wherever you're listening, no, that's on the recording. So yeah, I think it's still enjoyable. I think you'll really like it. And anyways, here's the episode.
I moved to New York thinking I was going to do theater because I studied theater in college. So I was auditioning for off-Broadway plays and stuff like that, and it was a grind. And then I kept watching shows at UCB, and I was like, oh, these are the people I understand. This is what I want to do. And yeah, started taking classes and just like fell into it. So I didn't move to New York knowing I was going to do comedy, but once I was there, then I was sure that that's what I wanted to do.
That's Sashir Zameda.
Hello, I'm Sashir Zameda, and I am a comedian.
She is an actress and a comedian and a cast member on Saturday Night Live. She also has a new special coming out on CISO, but we'll get to that later. Welcome to the CISO C Show. I'm Andrew Steven. Before Sashir Zameda was on SNL, she was a high school student in Indianapolis, Indiana.
I was a fan of comedy when I was younger. I would watch Mad TV and SNL and Whose Line Is It Anyway and stuff. And I never knew how to get to that point. Like, I thought that'd be a cool job, but never knew how those people got to that point. And I auditioned for the improv group in my high school, made it, but then quit after a week because the rehearsals interfered with my show choir rehearsals, and show choir was my life at the time, so I couldn't give that up. And then in college, I did more improv and took it more seriously.
At the University of Virginia, Sashir also performed in Sugar and Godspell. She directed A Memory, A Monologue, A Rant, and A Prayer, and acted in The Vagina Monologues, and was also the co-creator of Amuse-Bouche, the university's only long-form improv team.
When I moved to New York, got involved with UCB, and then started doing sketch and stand-up shortly after.
And at the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater in New York, Sashir found her calling.
Within the first year, I definitely was like, oh, I want to make a career out of this.
And give up on the Broadway
on the theater
dream.
Stuff, yeah.
Or do you still have a hope to be on Broadway someday?
I would definitely be on Broadway someday. I would love to. I'm not in a rush to do it now, but I can see that happening in the future. But the whole waiting in line to audition at 7 in the morning and sitting on benches all day waiting to be seen for 2 seconds, that's not something I miss.
So what was your time at UCB like?
So fun. It felt like that was my home in New York because I moved there with a few friends, but then like really found a community at UCB. And I blew through the improv and sketch classes very quickly and then found Nicole Byer and Keisha Zoller. We created Doppelganger, and that's like my main group still. And it's just a cool place to be able to try stuff out, to try and fail and have people be able to give you feedback. It's just a nice little community of people that are all kind of there to help each other out and make you better. I'm thankful for UCB for many reasons. But when I first had a half hour of material, it was hard to find a place to do that in the city, yeah. just to, like, run your half hour. And so I spanked it at UCB, which means auditioning a show for a run.
It's kind of like a sketch open mic?
Yes.
Is that a way to...
Kind of. Loosely... It was more of an audition, because the AD of the theater watches it, and then they, if they like it, will make it have a run for yeah. X amount of months. So I can't even remember... I guess I did spank it. I can't remember the whole process, but I did ask if I could potentially run my half hour at UCB. And the AD at the time was like, yeah, of course. And I did it. And then they would just plug me into places in the schedule to run my half hour whenever I needed to. Mm-hmm. And that was so beneficial. That was like, I learned so much from that process. And it was so nice to be able to have stage time to be able to do that. And I ran a variety show for a couple of years called School Night that was passed down to me. It was like already, it already existed. Actually, Justin Purnell, who works at CISO, started it and then passed it to me. And that was such a great way for me to work out stuff. Like, it was for other people to work out stuff as well, but as a host, I was able to work out bits and stories and jokes, and it was so beneficial. So yeah, there's multiple ways I was able to be on the stage at UCB, and I'm thankful for all the time that they've let me perform.
In 2014, Saussure joined the cast of Saturday Night Live in its 39th season. And so I wanted to know, what are some of the unique things about working at SNL that you might not think about?
Well, I love being a part of the show for multiple reasons, but it is really funny to watch the progression of different sketches that may never see the light of day. Like, I still will laugh about jokes or lines or bits from things that I can't say to other people because they didn't see the sketch because it didn't air. And or it's like my favorite sketch is something that was not that popular for the main audience for some reason. But like, we loved it so much because we're attached to it all week. This past week, we had Scarlett Johansson, and there was a sketch where it was a funeral, and the guy who died wrote club hits, like secretly, like he was like, I think maybe a banker or something, you know, normal, and then but on the side he really wanted to make some like banging club hits for the gay club scene. And so Scarlett Johansson and Keenan are singing the song, and it's just so funny. Like, the songs were really good. And I hope the audience loved it, but I like watched it on repeat because I was like, God, this is so funny. But maybe it's because I also was like there the whole week to watch the progression of it. So I don't know.
And this all brings us back to Pizza Time, Saussure's new special on CISO. And it's interesting watching it because it's tough just to call it like a stand-up special. There's definitely some storytelling involved. There's also some like character and sketch work and music, and it really combines a lot of the talents that makes Saussure who she is and makes her a interesting voice in the comedy landscape.
I guess I do want to do all of it. I love improv and stand up and sketch, and for different reasons. But I do feel like I incorporate a lot of storytelling in my stand up and improv and characters, kind of. I do a lot of act outs. And when I started doing stand-up, I felt kind of self-conscious about how many act outs I was doing because no one else was doing that. Not no one else, but, you know, I was in the minority of people who were really performing characters and acting out conversations on stage. And I'm not really a kind of, like, set-up punch performer. And I think that's a great skill to have. I wish I could write jokes like that, but my jokes tend to be like 5 to 7 minutes long to tell one joke, because I got a whole backstory or a whole explanation that goes along with the thing. But yeah, I like to incorporate lots of different styles into my performance, not just jokes, because I can. Because I can.
My parents named me Sashir, which is hard for some people to pronounce, which I get. There's two S's in there, so. One's a sh, so it's like, what do we do? And the people who get my name wrong the most are white people. And I don't want to make it a race thing, but. Numbers are in. Studies have shown that the demographic that consistently gets my name wrong are Caucasian. I did this show once, and the host was white, and probably still is, and she could not get my name for the life of her. Kept saying things like Shashir or Sahir and moving letters around in my name and attacking it like a Sudoku puzzle. And I was like, it's cool, really. You can call me Sheer for short if you can't get it. And she looks at me and she goes, can I just call you Jane? And I was like, if you want to give me a slave name. You can't do that. Just change someone's name for the convenience? Is this Roots? Are you trying to Toby me right now? And every time that happens, I want to get so sassy and be like, oh, I'm sorry, my name's too ethnic for you. Sorry, you can't fit all that heritage in your little lips.
It's so fun, yeah. And I thankfully had one of my best friends help with the process, who directed the special, Chiokinosaur. And he would push me and be like, well, you can sing, so write a song. And I'm like, oh, okay. Like, I wasn't planning on putting as much music in there as I did. But once I did, I was so glad that I did. So it's like, yeah, I can act. I can sing. I can dance. Like, why not just include all of this stuff in here? It's my special. There's no rules.
It's like an audition tape.
It kind of is to the world. This is what I can do.
Some people just know me from SNL and see the SNL credit and then, thanks. And some people come to my shows expecting me to do SNL or be SNL. I don't really know. But the demographic has definitely changed since I've been on the show. I did a show once and at the stand-up club, and this woman came up to me after the show and she goes, that was really great, but I was hoping you would do more impressions.
Oh, well, I just chose to do stand-up in this stand-up club. I know, I was just hoping you would do like Beyonce or Nicki Minaj. Like, I was just hoping you'd do more impressions. Well, maybe next time.
That's what I said. But what I wish I said was,
oh, I was hoping for more impressions.
See, that's my impression of you.
Oh, I was hoping for more impressions.
That's what you sound like. Tell your friend, that's what you sound like.
I was hoping for more impressions.
Wait, where are you going? I'm not done yet.
Oh, I was hoping for more impressions.
And then she never has to come to my show again.
Well, I have a special coming out on CISO March 30th called Pizza Mind, and everyone should watch it because I'm so smart and I'm so funny, and the whole special is like so visually appealing and just cool to watch. It's my lemonade. Yeah, so watch it. What else do I have? Oh, I'm in a movie that's going to be out on Netflix called Deidre and Lainey Rob a Train, and that comes out March 17th. Oh, yeah, all my social media is at The Sheer Truth, T-H-E-S-H-E-E-R, Truth. So I'm on Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr.
Cool. Well, thank you so much for doing this.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And thank you for listening and putting up with my scratchy voice. It's probably not even that noticeable, and I probably shouldn't even have called attention to it, because now it just looks like I'm throwing a pity party, and now I'm talking too much, so I should probably just end the show. Yes, thank you to Sashir for being on the show. Really appreciated everything she had to say. And please do check out her special. It really is very funny, very unique, very her. Can't recommend it enough. And thank you for listening. If you'd like to know more about the show or want to see what happens between episodes, you can follow us on Twitter at CESO Show. That's S-E-E-S-O Show. I'm at Andrew Steven on Twitter. Or you can just follow at CESO TV to see the latest news and info regarding CESO. And if you like this show, rating and reviewing this on iTunes can help a lot. It's a great way for people to discover the show, because ratings and reviews helps put our show in front of other people when they're searching on iTunes for new podcasts. And if you don't listen to this podcast through iTunes, that's fine too. Rate and review wherever you listen, please. It helps a lot. Be sure to come back next week. We have an interview with Big J Okerson talking about his show, What's Your Fucking Deal? It was also recorded in Austin at South by Southwest, and I think you're going to enjoy it. Anyways, take care. Enough of my scratchy voice. See you next time.